from the Caesarean environment, which of Caesars would this person resemble? Julius, Augustus, Tiberius, Caligula, Claudius, Nero. I take each trait of character, each mental and emotional bias, each little oddity, and magnify them a thousand times. The resulting image gives me the Caesarean formula. And which of the Caesars do you resemble? Asked Humboldt. I'm potentially all of them, Mr. Scaven replied, all with the possible exception of Claudius, who is much too stupid to be a development of anything in my character. The seeds of Julius' courage and compelling energy, of Augustus' prudence, of the libidinousness and cruelty of Tiberius, of Caligula's folly, of Nero's artistic genius and enormous vanity, are all within me. Given the opportunities, I might have been something fabulous, but circumstances were against me. I was born and brought up in a country rectory. I passed my youth doing a great deal of utterly senseless hard work for a very little money. The result is that now, in middle age, I am the poor thing that I am. But perhaps it is as well. Perhaps, too, it's as well that Dennis hasn't been permitted to flower into a little Nero, and that either remains only potentially a Caligula. Yes, it's better so, no doubt. But it would have been more amusing as a spectacle if they had had the chance to develop untrammeled the full horror of their potentialities. It would have been pleasant and interesting to watch their tics and foibles and little vices swelling and burgeoning and blossoming into enormous and fantastic flowers of cruelty and pride and lewdness and avarice. The Caesarean environment makes the Caesar, as the special food and the queenly cell make the queen bee. We differ from the bees insofar that, given the proper food, they can be sure of making a queen every time. With us there is no such certainty, as of every 10 men placed in the Caesarean environment, one will be temperamentally good or intelligent or great. The rest will blossom into Caesars. He will not. 70 and 80 years ago, simple-minded people, reading of the exploits of the Bourbons in South Italy, cried out in amazement to think that such things could be happening in the 19th century. And a few years since, we too were astonished to find that in our still more astonishing 20th century, unhappy blackamoors on the Congo and the Amazon were being treated as English serfs were treated in the time of Stephen. Today we're no longer surprised at these things. The black and tans, Harry Ireland, the Poles maltreat the Sinesians, the bold fascisti slaughter their poorer countrymen. We take it all for granted. Since the war, we wonder at nothing. We have created a Caesarean environment, and a host of little Caesars has sprung up. What could be more natural? Mr. Scaven drank off what was left of his port and refilled the glass. At this very moment, he went on, the most frightful horrors are taking place in every corner of the world. People are being crushed, slashed, disemboweled, mangled. Their dead bodies Yemin